Our fourth nor'easter of the month is expected to move in tomorrow, bringing with it another double-digit snowfall. For a closer look at the storm, we're joined right now by meteorologist Alan Dunham from the National Weather Service in Taunton. Good morning, Alan. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition again.
Good morning, Bob. My pleasure.
So where's the storm now, and when are we going to see it here?
Looking, it's over the Virginia-Kentucky border. What we're going to see is one area of low pressure move out from it and pass to our south. That will cause some increasing clouds today. Then the main low will develop off of Virginia, Delaware area, and it'll be passing to the southeast of Cape Cod by Thursday morning.
When are we going to get the worst of it here, and what's it going to be like at that moment?
Both commutes today will be fine, but for Wednesday, the snow will be moving in during the morning, probably have at least some impact, especially for those folks coming up from the south. But the heaviest snow looks to be moving in during the afternoon on Wednesday and into Wednesday night.
And it moves out when?
We finally give up the snow late Wednesday night, but before sunup on Thursday.
What are the wind and the tides going to be like during this storm?
Winds on this storm, they are going to be gusty again, with the strongest over the Cape. Greater Boston, you're looking at winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour Wednesday night. Then you get out towards the Cape, and winds could be gusting as high as 55 to 60. And with this being a wet snow, I would anticipate at least a smattering of power outages, especially over the Plymouth County, Brockton County area, where trees have already been pretty much stressed from our previous storms.
What's the threat of coastal flooding from this?
Our big concern is the Wednesday night to Thursday morning high tide. Greatest threat is from Boston South, Cape Cod and the islands, Nantucket, coastal, east coastal Plymouth County, where you would expect to minor to moderate flooding, but moderate to severe beach erosion. The beaches, unfortunately, down there are going to be taking another pounding.
I'm looking at your snowfall map, the National Weather Service snowfall map from this morning, and it shows a pretty widespread area of 8 to 12 inches in eastern and most of central Mass.
That's correct. Basically, we're looking for the Mid and Outer Cape and Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard to have less, because they'll be having a period of rain mixed up, maybe even start off as just plain rain there. And then as you get further up into northwestern Mass, up into Franklin and Hampshire County and up towards the Berkshires, a lot less snow there.
You know, considering today's the first day of spring, I almost hate to ask my last question, but are there any more storms on the horizon?
Technically, no. However, we've been in a pattern where we're getting these periodic storms, and that pattern has not broken down yet. So we just have to wait and see. I kind of want to get through tomorrow into Thursday first.
Meteorologist Alan Dunham with the National Weather Service in Taunton, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning on WBUR. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, and I hope everybody stays safe tomorrow.